Welcome to your Giants training camp report. Anita Marks here with John Schmoke. Your training camp report is brought to you by New Era. And John, the Giants back here at the Tyman's Performance Center, no longer in Albany, back in Jersey.
Yeah, their final practice before their second preseason game against the Jets. Time to get some work done.
Well, work it is. And unfortunately, the defensive line having some health issues. The Giants made some moves.
Yeah, well, first let's start with the one relatively new injury news. That's Marvin Austin. He's been dealing with a bad back. Head coach Tom Coughlin addressed the media on Thursday here at the Timex Performance Center, and he said Marvin Austin is feeling a little bit better, but he's still undergoing further tests. So he's not going to play on Saturday, and the Giants are going to need him back, Anita, because of the Chris Canty injury, Sean Rogers out for the year, and because of that, the Giants are bolstering their defensive line. They signed three players over the last 2 days, Carlton Powell, Irwin Wilson, and Bobby Skinner. Are three guys they hope will provide some depth and play on Saturday night against the Jets. The other guy they added was LaRon Scott, a defensive back and kick returner that the Giants will use in that kick returner position, maybe even punts too, on Saturday night against the Jets.
Unfortunately, another guy still dealing with some issues, and that's back issues. Offensive lineman Will Beattie, he did not practice.
Yeah, and as Coach said, he's pretty much been put on the shelf. He's been shut down. If he would have kept playing the way he was, his injury would have gotten worse and worse, and then we'll see what happens. So the Giants really need to figure this out. If Will Beattie is out for a significant period of time, are they going to leave Sean Locklear at left tackle, where the veteran has played before, or are they going to move him to the right side and bring David Deal back over to the left side, where he's had a lot of success here as a member of the Giants? So they'll have to wait and see how long Beattie is going to be out. If it's just a few days, if it's just a week even, they'll probably leave Locklear there. But I think if it's long term, I would not be surprised if David Deal got moved back over to the left side.
Well, John, earlier Eli Manning spoke to the media on what he'd like to improve himself from preseason game one to number two against the Jets on Saturday.
I think, I thought last week in our first game we did things well. Everybody knew their assignments, so we could be a little bit, sharper in our technique and just, trying to really do things perfectly. So I think that's what we're looking for now. I think there's a lot of growth in the young players. I think as a young player, you know what the plays are, you know what your assignments are, what you're supposed to be doing, but you don't always do the right thing at the right time. So it's really, just kind of knowing, learning, how you have to prepare, how you have to study for every single situation that might come up. And I think that's hopefully, guys understand that and are working hard and knowing the game plan, the whole thing, and knowing, all your assignments and all your different options that you might have to use in a game.
So, John, what are some of the areas this team as a whole wants to improve on looking forward to preseason game number two?
Well, Coach Coughlin was asked that question at his press conference after practice on Thursday, and he spoke about a few things, and a lot of it is cleaning up sloppy play. Obviously, let's not muff any more punts. That's really number one, no more turnovers. Number two, let's clean up the penalties. Number three, get a little bit more used to the physical nature of the game. As you know, Anita, in practice, even in full pads, you don't have the contact and the physical nature you have in a game situation. So as the season approaches here, guys got to get used to being physical. Let's do it against the Jets on Saturday.
Victor Cruz also spoke to the media. Let's face it, this wide receiving core has an opportunity to go up against one of the best DB units in the National Football League coming up on Saturday.
It's a huge test, to go against two of the top corners potentially in the league and to get some pretty good solid work against them and to really see, where you stand as a team and as a some self-analysis to see how you are as an individual against those guys. And, it's a test, and you got to be up to the challenge. And I think our guys are. I think we're ready to go, and I think we'll show up to play on Saturday.
John, this is going to be an exciting battle for a lot of these young guys looking to make a roster spot going up against, again, you always want to go up against the best in the business, right?
Yeah, Antonio Cromartie and Darrell Revis, both top corners. Obviously, Revis perhaps the best cornerback in all of football. And what you like about a matchup like this, the Jets will blitz in preseason. So they're going to put their corners out there on island, so there's going to be opportunities for these young wide receivers to make some plays. And we're not talking about Victor Cruz, but we are talking about Ramses Barden. We're talking about Jarrell Jernigan. We're talking about Reuben Randall, David Douglas, Brandon Collins.
That's my guy.
Isaiah Stanback.
David Douglas.
All those guys will have an opportunity to make some plays. And at this point for these young players, play in the preseason will determine who's on this team and who isn't.
Well, it's definitely going to be an exciting preseason game number two against the Jets against Saturday, 7 p.m. Anita Marks, John Schmoke for your training camp report.